Welcome back to A Breath of Fresh Civics. I'm Lily.
I'm Carly.
I'm Madeline.
I'm Tanya.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Elena. Today we will be discussing Standard 3.6, evaluating constitutional rights and their impact on individuals and society.
That sounded like a bunch of gibberish to me. Can you restate that in simpler words?
Constitutional rights are the rights listed in the Constitution, and they can affect everyone, meaning either one person or a group of people.
For clarification, the rights listed in the Constitution are the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights contains 10 amendments that limit and protect people's rights.
Recommend the podcast for 2.4.
All right, we have a podcast for Standard 2.4 to listen to details on the Bill of Rights.
Standard 3.6, a more detailed version of the Bill of Rights. It goes in depth on how they can help people, for example, in court.
Or anywhere, really.
One extremely well-known example is the case
Tinker versus Des Moines. This is when students in 1969 during the Vietnam War decided to wear armbands to protest the war. They got suspended, then took it to court saying that it violated the right to freedom of speech. They won the case.
Moving on, an example of the Fifth Amendment is Miranda versus Arizona. A man named Miranda was arrested and found guilty, but during the interrogation he was never told he could get an attorney. He said this is a violation of his Fifth Amendment rights. However, the Supreme Court of Arizona said it wasn't because he never asked for counsel.
For more general examples, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote, and the 24th Amendment allowed poor people to vote by eliminating the poll tax.
For more detailed information on the Bill of Rights, go check out our podcast on Standard 2.4.
Bye!
Bye. Bye.